So, Shmaitzer Shir Tuesday night, or what are we, Zion Hill? Or the Zion Hill, I don't even know if it's Zion Hill. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You see that? It's Orel Chesel. You see that? A week into El already, and I haven't even started doing Tshuva yet. Okay, we're learning Shmaitza Zion. We're in Perek Ches. And we're talking about Mesiach Lefitumo Vagoy. And we're going to start from Umidvara Mavur. He just brought down the Tzemach Tzedek. That if the guy at first was Mesiach Lefitumo, then even afterwards if they questioned him, it all is under the category of Mesiach Lefitumo. So the Beis Yosef says that Hu Adin Ipcha, that if they started off questioning him, then even if at a future point in time he seems to be Mesiach Lefitumo, but it's all considered that he's responding to questions and he's not Mesiach Lefitumo. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that just like the din when he starts off being Mesiach Lefitumo, it always remains categorized as Mesiach Lefitumo, even if afterwards he's answering questions. And they're not machalic between a short period of time or a long period of time. Even if it's a long period of time, it's still Mesiach Lefitumo, if that's what it was at first. So Hu Adin Behepech, in the Beis Yosef's case, which is the other way around, where he started off answering a shaila and then he became Mesiach Lefitumo, or ostensibly, so we say no, it's all called not Mesiach Lefitumo. And even as Man Meruva. It's only Nageya. Meanwhile, there might be another case where Mesiach Lefitumo is Nemon, but meanwhile. No. Mesiach Lefitumo is meanwhile only Eidus Isha, to say that someone's husband died. That a guy, we're talking about a guy. Yeah, we're only. Mesiach Lefitumo is a kula said. To be made that someone's husband died. It's a kula by. Yeah. There might be other cases in Yeridaya, you'll find this scattered around. But meanwhile, we're learning this case. For a Kayan to say what? Mesiach Lefitumo. That's not Mesiach Lefitumo. That is Nemonim Lahoyd Begodlon Mashiro Bekotnon. That's Mamish Eidus, except it has the Chisoran of. He's saying what happened when he was a katan. So the pashtus, he's not Nemun, but in an Inyan Drabonah for Truma Drabonah, the whole list of things there in the Mishkan Subis, the end of the second parak, he's Nemun. And that's Mamish Eidus. And he's saying Eidus, but God don't Mashara, but Katman. Now we're talking about Mesiach Lefitumo. So meanwhile, we'll just talk about Eidus Isha. That's the most famous Nemunus of Mitvara Mavur, says the Shmaitza, to solver the Dainu Nemon Koshoya Shayla Batchila, a field of Mesiach of Vitumo Acharkach, Nainu Machmas Chumra, and Ladina Hachi. We should be every time I beraya. You start off with a question, even if he didn't right away answer you that mace. And the whole Misa Inyan came up when he was Mesiach Lefitumo, but it's still a Hemshech from his responding to a question. יגיד המוכח מתוך ראיוס ומדיבי הנמוקי יוסף בשם המפורשים הרמגה בשם הרשבו. Right, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos with the Pundikis that she said someone died in Mesiach Lefitumo. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. But if you ask first, then you can't recapture the Mesiach Lefitumo. Even if it happens, even if a long time afterwards you're telling the story, you're still not, you don't have the nemona to Mashiach Vituma. Well, that's the point. Yeah, right.
You can hear a Havamina that it would be no.
Yeah, sure.
It sounds like you can't hear.
Once it trigger them off.
All right, that's how they end up. But you could hear them saying that, no, you know, you asked them a question, but now it's already a month later, and that's ancient history. And, yeah, I mean, it said before, I think, a year later.
In the case there, they said, Ayechav Eveinu. She didn't really answer that then. And while Chakas, something came up that was Mashiach Lefitumo. Filoch ain't an amenas. The Choma Shigida Chakas, I call out Smacha Shela, Sheshalua Betchila. Omnon Lani Ustaiti, says the Shmaitza. He's arguing. Omnon Lani Ustaiti. Nirin Divi Achaltos Mechaykek Rabbi Shmuel Hu Duchol Ma Shehigil Achakach Mesiach Lefitumo Afilu Sho Yeshele Betchila Havalei Mesiach Lefitumo Bidina Lohoshiv Al Raya Son of Tzedek. He's arrived from the Gemara. Kordin Anis Gar Bishila Yivomis the Mishnah Shom at the end of the Sefer Yivomis Omru Loi Rabbi Kiva says an Isha and Ever the Karvas Neman Beidus Isha. Sorry, Rabbi Kiva said they're not Neman. And Rabbanan said they're Neman. So Rabbanan asked, Maisa Bibne Levi, Omru Loi, Maisa Bibne Levi Shokol Tzohar Atzmorim. One of them got sick. They left them there. They viewed the pundik, and they went back. You know, they went on their journey, and they came back. They wanted to pick them up. Uvachazarosam omru the pundik is. They said, "Ayechav eveinu." Omru lahem meis uvartiv. She answered meis. Visiu asishta. That's. Gemara is going to develop the case. Right now, Gemara brings a right from there an Isha's name. Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if she's Jewish or she's not? Like, Pundikis, I don't know if you're talking about a Jewish woman or not. It doesn't matter.
Gemara's class was a Chavachayimah. No, it's talking about non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara says, well, let's take Kainis Kapundikis. So how can you say an Isha's not name on? They even believe the Pundikis in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Amalahem. The Kiva said, "Day Apundikis Nehemenes," like that'll be the day. Meaning, she's talking not that one. You could bring a raya if they would have believed her. But it wasn't. It was a case of Mashiach Lefituma. Apundikis Aitzila Hamakla the Tarmilo. She brought out his like a traveling case.
His walking stick and his.
I mean, in a love of Gemara, Margu used it to Pundikis. What do you mean, like that kind of Pundikis? What's wrong with a Pundikis? And we're kind of Pundikis Goya Heis, and see if we see two more. Zem Machlo. Uporek wa yechavereinu karmilei. They said, where's our guide? She was responding to a question for information. So the Gemara answers, the story starts off with her crying. Even the Chazazinu Bachya, so that's the Nisich of Ituma, if he was crying. Then they said, hey, Ayechav Eveinu. So the Nisich of Ituma was first. Amar Lahem May Suklartin. Okay, that's the Gemara. Kosu Taisus El Lashon of Divya Maskel Pundikis, Vim Toymar. How could there one of them arrive from there that Anisha's name on? It's like a Mashiach of Fituma then. Time my Maitre Rabbon and Raya Mela Pundikis, to a Mashiach of Fituma Hoysa, Taka. The Yishloimar, Toysus answers, to a Hoysa Mamish Mashiach of Fituma. Masha Itzia Makla the Tarmilo Zahoisa Yechon Lazos came by Eidos. It might have been supporting her Dibor that he died. So it is a Shtikal Eidos there. It's not totally Mesich Lefituma. He did something that indicates he wanted to give over this information. Rabbi Kima Amalahem came to Raya. Crying with the Mesiach of Yituma. Makal of Tamilo came later. And the crying is like Mesiach of Yituma. Came Mash with Tazbi Yushalmi to come arrest also to Mesiach of Yituma. Mash was the Haitha Mamish Mesiach of Yituma. Yeah. Elisha Mavi and Raya. So the Goro made that. That's kind of shown. The Baal Shem Kaka by the Amri Kiva the Chazim and Bakya, Shemini Mehod Echa the Maskul and Goy Mashiach of Itumo, Abu Gab the Adrin and Magalina the Milsamine Shapir. Still good. Well, nothing lay me towards Mashiach of Itumo, Elanem on the Mashiach of Itumo. Because that's the case over there. He started off crying. Then they said, Ayecha Vereinu. Nikola May Dak, but did we ever keep a domer? I put the kiss of Seal Hamakal Tarmilo. So Rabbi Kiva saying it's not really Mesichel Zitumo because of her crying, but she had a raya. Like and she's not totally Namanita, she has like a raya that the husband died. That's the Makal Tarmilo. It's like a raya, he died. Mashmat al day the kabachi lo have me sikhas itu mogamor. Kim the khatil lo magalin on the mill side shomu lo ye khaberenu because she didn't really say that he died until they asked where he was. Ella, the kiva shishil ha makal tarmilo, this is one territory of Tysus, not the way we're learning. But makal tarmilo is a good thing, a positive thing for her. The kundanus mochichos that he was killed. So it combines with the her crying, which is of a female experiment, and was saying also she's Nemon because she was Moitzi the Matul the Tamila. It had support to her point and mace. Bimkain hecha delekai chochas lundanus ki aygavna. You don't have a raya anymore because here is a special case. That is Mashiach of Itumo. You don't look at the Makom Tamilo as other rayas, but Taka. It's regular Mesiach of Yitumo. Zeh kashuli dekenei lechalak yohin lo otuch ha-bi akibu loy me-atsil ha-makul ha-tarmilo. Kibu la-filu bo ho-chanam yavim Mesiach of Yitumo mishan nebosu ha-schola ha-zlina. So then Taka, why, what's the point of it? Remember, which was Hadesh and Mishap of Shomner and Mubur, died the Pundi Gis, but Hadesh ha-makul ha-tarmilo, ho-yek tzas ha-ichoch, and ha-mai debach yame-ikara. Gam b'tshuvas ha'achreinu abon machrim ha'lidu gam gam yach b'pundekis v'l'hechad l'havi mishiach l'fitumo gomur but v'ika ichochas lundanus but starek to let it like mishiach l'fitumo v'ari gufay b'simen ha'nishka kosu b'zal l'shono v'odi ish kam arbe ho'chochos shuhuhu shiro ha'yuhudim shenimsa ha'cholol whatever the case there in the marik is. So you see, he was learning Makom Tamila was a raya. To a sort of a Mesiach of Yitumo, Chmo Bahay Gavna, Duzemakul, Duzar Tamilo, Shom Nami Lo Hayim Mitzriach L'Shtumo Gomer Ela Mitzriach V'Chachot Kamakol V'Tarmilo Hayim Shom V'Gam B'Tshuvas Marim Lublin Hela Deheichad Ava Mitzriach L'Shtumo Tzas Ava B'Shein O'Gomer Mahani Mitzriach V'Mdenos Amo Chichos Chaynir V'Zel L'Shon V'Chaynir V'Dibi Marik Shekosav V'Od Yesh Shekan V'Od Yesh Kan Arbe Yochocha Shehuhu גם נצוקהו בספר בבייסו דדומי לודו דמאקלו דתמילו ועל קורחך לאין רצונו לא מה שיש לסמו חוות אלי לא חוכת לבד ומכל הלד מוכח די דפונדק יש לא הויסו נסיך לתתום הגמור אלא על ידי הוכח אז מאקלו בתמילו כי אם כן קשי בדיבי הריף דהיכי לא מדמיני לשור מסיח לתתומו.
We're saying what she said alone wouldn't have helped, and the makhlo
the crying
wouldn't have helped.
The crying,
right?
Wouldn't
the crying wouldn't have helped, and the makhlo tamilo wouldn't have helped.
Right.
But altogether,
but it's serious. But the riff extrapolates from here regularly mesichel vitumo, and that once you mesichel vitumo doesn't matter if we ask you afterwards.
Right.
So the question is, how can you prove it from pundikis if you have the added element of the makhlo tamilo? Bechuvah Beis Yosef, like he takes the bull by the horns, and he says, "Cause of the stopping, we opened the pundikis. He mishuna mishir mesuach lafitumo. Uboy, what? What did I say? He mishuna mishor mesuach lafitumo. Uboy daskas and makol the tamilo, and that's why that was part of the story." Because the crying is not really Mesichel Fitumo, because she didn't really start talking till they asked her. Oh, Zer Makla B'Tamila Lav Davka. It's not really part of the story, and she didn't have to do it. The Hela Shanira Yaita Lav Davka Makla B'Tamila. Okay, so that's the riff. If the riff holds like that, that's fine. Well, if he tells a Shabbatibi a riff, Shalom at Minei Lashor Duchte, Kibbut Alav Davka, Hod, is that Makal Tarmilo? Ubundak is a great time of Mishim Haskola. She started off being the Sikh of Fituma. It came Mishor Duchte Nami Mahani, so that's why he can extrapolate to all over that even though they question her you afterward, but if you started off with Sikh of Fituma, that's called the Sikh of Fituma. Omnom v'fima shekosu ha'achreinu b'tshuvei seyem d'hosam b'pundu b'tzir v'chachat d'makom t'amidu hu d'avik m'esiach l'fikumo v'moyshu k'tav m'pshem ma'arik m'kumas ha'deshen ma'am lublim z'mach tzedek v'mkein ha'du kushu l'duchten d'echilomit b'nei ha'rif. I mean, he wants to explain the rim d'shor duchten d'lev m'esiach l'fikumo yudei ha'azchol according to ha'achreinu that learned that makom t'amidu plays such a major role. So how can you extrapolate that whenever you start off being Mesiach Lefitumo, it remains in that category of Mesiach Lefitumo? Okay, we'll start Perek Tes. No, we won't start Perek Tes. We'll start Perek Tes tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm giving you sweet this year tonight. I don't know how, but I am. So can you knock on the door, please, at 10th tonight? Or you
I'm not going to be here. I'm leaving and coming back, but I'm not going to be here at Dafka then.
You won't be at 10th tonight.
From 9 to 9:30, I won't be here. Sorry.
Also, Rabbi Finn.
What?
Also.
I'm sorry?
Also.
You also won't
be here? Painkillers could be keeping you up at night as well.
You think so? Really?
It's opiate what you're taking there. Hi, Reverend Lewis.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Zev Gershon. I'm friends with Rabbi Binyamin Greengrass.
Okay.
We learn in Kolo and Nofei Aviv in the morning. And the topic came up about people downloading things for free from the internet. Specifically, let's say there are people who wrongly steal movies, sometimes even before it comes out in the theater, what have you, and they put on these websites. And other people down on it. Rabbi Greengrass, I've told my kids you're not allowed to watch or whatever. Rabbi Greengrass thought that you paskin that you could watch the things, and I just want to know the halakhic reason.
The only thing I don't know what he's referring to. What I have said is that if something is now in the public domain,
yes,
even if it was done wrongly,
yes,
then if you don't need to be a hacker to get to it, that's what I said. If an average,
no, I could download it from these, get a movie for free.com.
If an average person,
yes,
that's not especially computer savvy,
correct,
can do it, once it's out there, then it's like Hefker already. If someone steals from me, my wallet,
yeah,
and he takes out money and he throws it into the street,
true,
so everybody's allowed to take it.
Absolutely,
once out, that's all I said.
Okay, why? And I just want to send the luck thing. Why is the difference here? It's not Hefker because the owners of the movie or video or what, they are not Mayayish. They prosecute.
It's down in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't.